And I have found this same result shared by other people who have suddenly found themselves alone for a period of time after having been in this communal living situation all their lives. And the value of being by myself was never apparent to me until I began to get used to it and know what to do with myself when I was alone to really get the most out of life. And I began to realize all the things that I could do for myself that I had never realized were possible to me before, simply by being alone, to have that value of being somewhere by myself. Now, the attitude I would have to enter an Orthodox marriage relationship would be that I would have to give up this aloneness in order to get whatever I thought was the value of marriage. But it shouldn't be that way. Rather, it should be to start from that base and to preserve that as much as possible, but then enhance it in every way possible where there are situations where you don't want to be alone. It might be 9 nights out of 10. It might be 364 days out of 365 that you want to be with this other person and she wants to be with you. But that one day when you don't want to be there, you don't be there, and this preserves the value of the other 364 days. So you never allow yourself to get in the mental pressured situation where you feel you are here because you are locked up together and there's nothing you can do about it, so why think about it? Well, and of course the separate bathrooms mean that you have privacy for intimate functions, but also it means the opportunity to see each other at the best and not just under all circumstances because you decide you're living together. Why do you have to see your spouse under adverse circumstances? There's no sensible reason that I can think of. Now, this doesn't mean that you might not want to sit up and spend a night with your spouse when she's sick and looking awful, and you'll sit up with her and take care of her and do all kinds of things. It only means that there is no purpose to push your worst on the other person as a necessary part of the relationship. Gifts should be given to each other only because there is a genuine desire to do so, and not because it happens to be somebody's birthday or a holiday. In all ways, realism should be used to be sure that the tastiest, the most important functions of marriage are not being turned into obligations and pressures, which is the surest way to destroy the value that has existed between you, the love that was there. With plenty of room for each party to retreat to be his own, the individual can preserve the best of what he is for his spouse, if he so chooses. He can be much more than he could be otherwise, because he can be alone when he feels less than that best, and he does not have to feel that it will help to share his mood with the other. It may be that he will feel that he would rather be with the other person at that time, and it is valuable to the other person too. Well, in that case, they will. But he has the freedom to retreat to his own domain at any time, not to run away from the situation, but just to regroup and decide what he wants to be. Freedom to roam is important too. If one party wants to go away by himself for a day or a week, he should be free to do so. He, of course, has to keep in consideration other commitments that he may have, his job, and so forth. But this brings us to a very important point with regard to commitments to each other. Nothing is gained by attempting to inhibit the profit motive of either party. If one party wants to go off by himself for a while, it isn't going to do anything for the relationship to artificially keep that urge in check. It's only going to create a greater sense of restriction and hence a greater desire to get away, a greater feeling that one has locked himself into a situation from which he cannot escape without breaking the whole situation itself and losing all the benefit of it. If one wants to go away and this goes against the profit motive of the one remaining behind, and there doesn't seem to be a third alternative that is more mutually profitable, then a conflict would seem to exist at this moment between the two. I believe such conflicts should normally be resolved in favor of the separation. I'm not talking about a permanent separation, but just if one wants to go away and the other doesn't want him to go away, then I believe it should be resolved in favor of the one going away. I believe the relationship is hurt more by compelling one party to be with the other at a time he doesn't want to be than it is by compelling one party to be alone at a time when he does not want to be alone.